It's just a normal thing to them, or taking a walk. They don't think, the young people. Now, I drove a taxi 11 years and a half, and I know a lot about young people. And they don't think no more of it than anything else. It's normal to them to just go to bed with one another. It's out of hand, everywhere, and nobody makes me think. I got a daughter that's got a little baby and expecting another. And nobody didn't think they're going to keep their youngest from going to bed with one another and all.
They ought to be interested on tape, hadn't it?
Yeah, they ought to run a sex routine and make the parents. These, I don't know, it's too late. It's out of hand.
It's too late.
They ought to be running something so good.
Well, one of the questions I had that I was going to ask was about what do people say about a woman who's going to have a baby? They call her, they'd say she's...
expecting.
Uh-huh. Do you remember any other terms that people used to say?
Uh-huh. When I was little. That was a nasty word.
I only heard that one over here in Lumberton. I never heard it in my life. They did not use that word.
Do they have doctors out to deliver the baby, or do you remember before they had those?
I don't remember anything about that. Most of what I remember is the hospitals and going to the hospital. Mama remembers about them coming to the house to deliver.
It was midwives. It was a doctor, Dr. Bridger. It was $25 and now it's
$1,500. Mm-hmm. And would you have any term for children who were born and didn't have a daddy or their parents weren't married? Did they call them any?
I remember them calling them ugly. They were like a bastards.
Mm-hmm.
But I never did like that term.
I never did either, but that's what people would call a baby born out of wedlock.
I never thought that was right to call a little baby something like that, because to me it sounded ugly.
That child had to leave it.
The child didn't have anything to do with it, did they?
No, the child had to leave it.
Mm-hmm.
It was hard on the child.
I know one thing, like when I was a young girl, if somebody had a baby and wasn't married, it was the talk of the town.
Mm-hmm.
And nowadays it's
whore.
It's just an everyday thing.
Mm-hmm.
And if they wore shorts and smoked, they were a whore. I mean, that usually they laid out with men. And played, and the ones that did that did lay out with men.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, they smoked and wore shorts. They were ones that lay.
Mama, don't say that. She's got shorts.
Yeah, I do.
I said person. Back then, you know, now it's just sports, you know, to wear shorts and smoking on. But when I was a child,
was
I wasn't saying nothing about that. It was different back then.
She made us wear dresses.
But these girls that did that, they were actually women, that girls that laid out with men.
I weren't even allowed to wear pants.
See, they remember when women first started.
They just didn't care.
Mm-hmm.
They were people that didn't care. And all of us others is so bashful, we couldn't even stick our face out, let alone our seat.
And what would you... What would you call a child that its parents, something happened to its parents, like they were killed or something like that?
I guess you'd call them an orphan.
Even if they were taken in by family or something, or
adopted, or
orphaned.
That's about the only thing I can think of that we call them.
And how about children's names? Like, your children, would you keep names from the family, or?
What do you mean about the name?
Would they be names from other people in the family, or?
A lot of times, yeah. They would be named after their parents or somebody that's close to them in the family.
Okay. And what would you say about a child who was kind of like one of its parents, like they looked like them or they acted like them or something?
They'd say, it looks just like its daddy or it looks just like its mama. The spitting image, that's the spitting
kind of image.
The spitting image of its mama or the spitting image of its daddy.
Okay. And what about to push a baby in?
Stroller.
Okay. Well, that's changed from a carriage to a stroller.
Mm-hmm.
I thought for a while they were getting off the subject, but the subject did fit right in with what you were fixing to talk about, sort of.
I've got so much, you could just talk about just about anything, and I got questions for it. So, that's a good thing. And what about, I guess we'll go back to the animals. Do you remember what they would call the male and